if I'm just going to talk about us as a team, because I think there's been certain results where have been taken out of our hands by other ways. But if we're talking about us, I don't think we've been clinical enough in when we've created opportunities in the early part of the season. I think it's been the case of both boxes, to be honest. I think in general play, I've been really pleased, but we've just been less clinical in at both ends of the pitch. And it's slowly, you know, sort of rolled up into a poor run. You know, if you actually take the individual performances as individuals, like I said, there hasn't been many bad performances in there, but, you know, when you get, you know, 6-7 defeats on the bounce, then obviously you have to look to try and change something. And we have tried to change things and looked at different ways of playing and different personnel. But what disappointed me last Saturday was the performance. You know, I can take getting beat if our team has put everything into the game. And that's been the case in virtually all the games. But last Saturday was different. So, but, you know, like I said, I'm not going to turn on this group, because this group, I think, have been fantastic in their attitude and their application to games. We've played some really good stuff at times. And we know we're at a level where we have to learn from our mistakes, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, last time Fleetwood went to Yeovil, it was a giant killing in the FA Cup. It only seems like 5 minutes ago, but shows how far you've come, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what we have to keep reminding ourselves that, you know, we're in the top 10. You know, we're unbeaten at home. So if you want to look at the positives, there's plenty of positives to look at. But what we have to do is we believe that we're better than where we stand at the moment, and we believe we're better than our away record shows. So you have to go, but you can't come out and just say it. You have to go out and do it and prove it. So that's what we're trying to do. So, but there's a lot of lads in there, well, all of them, to be fair, that are desperate to win games and desperate to win every week. And what we said at the start of the season was our aim was to be competitive every week, and that's what the disappointment was last week, because I don't think we were. Every other week we've been competitive, but last Saturday we weren't. So we have to get back to the basics of competing.
Obviously, without Connor, I mean, not for the first time this season that's happened, having to rejig again defensively this week, how big a challenge will that be?
Yeah, well, you know, it's obviously, yeah, something that we've experienced a couple of times this season, and we will, I want to say hopefully, because hopefully Connor will be involved in all the other games for Ireland this season. But we have to find the player who can come in and compete with Connor for his position anyway, but definitely cover for him when he's not playing. So that's what we've been looking at this week. And we've got other players that are coming into contention for the starting team, because obviously last Saturday wasn't good enough and wasn't near the standard that the players themselves have set.
Without wanting to divulge your team selection, is it likely to be kind of maybe a left foot or a right full back?
It could be, yeah, because, you know, we did that last game against Colchester, and I thought the two full backs did very well. You know, Danny Andrew and Stevie Craney, and obviously Stevie went to the right and defended really well. And so that's obviously one of the options that we're looking at. And, you know, I'm sure whoever does play there, you know, won't let the team down, and we'll add to it.